But after all, it was not long now, and then she'd be gone for good. And there was no getting over the fact that she had been very kind to Father. She had nursed him day and night at the end. Indeed, both Constantia and Josephine felt privately she had rather overdone the not leaving him at the very last. For when they had gone in to say goodbye, Nurse Andrews had sat beside his bed the whole time, holding his wrist and pretending to look at her watch. It couldn't have been necessary. It was so tactless, too. Supposing Father had wanted to say something private to them. Not that he had. Oh, far from it. He lay there, purple, a dark, angry purple in the face, and never even looked at them when they came in. Then, as they were standing there, wondering what to do, he had suddenly opened one eye. Oh, what a difference it would have made! What a difference to their memory of him! How much easier to tell people about it, if he had only opened both! But no, one eye only. It glared at them a moment, and then went out. It had made it very awkward for them when Mr. Farrells of St. John's called the same afternoon.
"The end was quite peaceful, I trust,"
were the first words he said as he glided towards them through the dark drawing-room. "Quite," said Josephine faintly. They both hung their heads. Both of them felt certain that the eye wasn't at all a peaceful eye.